Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Giustino. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a windy, rainy Monday morning, Alan.
Yeah, and once again, we're having strong indications that something just isn't right. Now, there are those of us who happen to believe one and one makes two, and that the ice caps are melting, and that the sea is rising, and that there is no question that the scientists are right. There are those who deny it, as there always have been people who deny things. But when you see the devastation that is caused, I really, truly believe we have taken an ostrich-like stance, by and large, and just said these things are just occasional and that they're going to happen. But they seem to be happening with increasing frequency.
Unbelievable to see the damage and devastation in Illinois and Indiana, and people's homes just gone.
Yeah, until it happens to you. I remember vividly the tornado that came through Great Barrington a number of years ago, and people dying. It impacts a whole community, and then as we can all see, you never forget it. It's when you are subjected to it yourself that you fully understand what the implications are.
Well, and there seems to be a feud among the Cheney sisters. We're talking about former Vice President Dick Cheney over the issue of gay marriage.
Well, you know, it's politics as usual. Now, there are those people who think that Dick Cheney was, you know, a guy who sowed a certain amount of dissonance for political reasons. Now you have that exact same kind of thing happening. One sister running as a right-winger trying to unseat a sitting Republican, I believe, in the Senate. And Papa Cheney believing that the daughter deserves a shot and supporting her. In the meantime, you know, he's trying to support his lesbian daughter. So he's getting torn apart. And there are those people who remember him very well as a man who took positions that seemed to hurt the poor and others during his vice presidency, where he had a great deal of what we could only call untypical power. So the chickens are coming home now. And there are those people who believe that gays and lesbians have a right to marry and to love and to have decent lives. And now one of the sisters has to be taking the anti-side. She thinks she has to in order to win these right-wing votes. And that is a very difficult situation to be in. There are those people who think, hey, you know, you got to do what's right rather than what's political.
Well, political it's become, and that is the new Common Core standards, Alan. I see an article about the commissioner who is facing a barrage of complaints.
We've been over this territory before. We do know that this Common Core was rolled out prematurely. And so if your kid was an honor student and all of a sudden because of a test that they weren't adequately prepared for, they're not an honor student, well, what do you think you're going to say? My kid isn't going into Harvard because you pulled a fast one. So there are the teachers who feel that they're being victimized, that they weren't prepared, that they weren't given the material, it wasn't fair. And, you know, I'm a big advocate for teachers. I don't like to see them mistreated. So they're angry. King is a stand-up guy and, you know, he's got to stand up there before all these angry people and maybe defend the indefensible.